Gimel Mem Aleph. So we're brought the statement, the name of Rav, that Abbas, which is Nizanus Min Aachen, you know, the brothers support her, she gets her own Maisi Yadayim. Omer of Kano, my time up. Why, Tzvi, please. Why can't you? See, I'm not feeling well. Please, quiet. The pasuk says that there's a din of Yerusha from an Eved. The person can be manchil his Eved over to his children. It says, the pasuk is saying that the only thing which the Yerusha which goes over to the children is an Eved Kanani. That the schus from the father has, even though the father actually has real schus, dini mominus, in his daughter, he cannot be merished over to his children. Magad shein odom merished schus bito livnoi. So Master of Lord Rabba, so Rabba says on this drasha, ve'ema, maybe that this which doesn't go over from the father to the sons is bepitoi habas ukenosis v'chavolus sakasim medaber. The pasuk is saying that there's no halacha of the din Yerusha from the father to the sons. The schus, the father, the Torah gives, and the father he gets kenosis by pitui and by oinus or chavolus. Okay, or if she gets hit, so that belongs to the father. So that type of thing is not a regular occurrence. That's not like when you say the father has, say the ownership of the father, it's a chiddush that the Torah gave that he gets these things, but ownership really, really is more like in the get to Maisi Yadayim. Maybe Maisi Yadayim does go over. And in Bechein Tana Rav Chanina, Bepito Yabas, Bekenosis of Chavolos Akosim Medaber. So it's referring to, that's what the pasuk is referring to, a very limited application. So the Mor doesn't like one of these. Chavolos et sarah de gufaninu. If somebody would hit her and be mazik her, that schus does not belong to the father. Okay, that's a sarah de gufa, and that belongs belongs to the girl. Amar Biyosi bar Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi answers. She puts so before the help. So that's going to affect the ability to sell her. That's something which belongs to the father, the right to sell her. And therefore, it's affecting the father. That's why the father would get the compensation. Okay. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Rav. Omer Lo Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Rav. I'm sorry. Omer Rabbi. The one order is Rabbi Zera in the name of Rav Masna. One of the orders is
Rabbi Rav Zera.
It's Rav Zera. Okay, fine. Rabbi Zera, fine. Thank you. So the issue over here was whether he was before his smicha or after his smicha. It means he went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Bas and Izonis Mino Achen, Maisi Del Atzma. He says we have this halacha that the Maisi Daim belongs to the girl. The Sibi is Chaltam Sam Livnechem, Acherechem, Sam Livnechem, Lobin Asechem Livnechem. Magid shein odom merish schus bito livnoi. Okay, so we have this before this memory of the name of Amar Kalam Rav. And now we're having it that Rabbi Zera Mer Masna in the name of Rav.
Who said in the name of
Rav? Omale Avimi Bar Papi. They says that Shkoid Omra. Shkoid is the one who said it. Shkoid Manu. Shkoid Manu. Shmuel. Shmuel said it. So, what do you mean that Shmuel said it? Harav Amra. We have a clear Masorah that Rav said it. So, Ema Av Shakoid Amra. Shmuel also said it. Amar Barameimer, the Ravashi. Hakri Amrina Nahardoi, Hilkos the Kabasi, the Rav Sheshis. That. He said that my Sidayim go to the brothers when they're being supported. Rashi Mehilchus Kabbos to the Rab. Mehilchus Kabbos to the Rab. He says no. We have now, even though she's being supported from the brothers, she's not. Her my Sidayim belonged to herself and not to the brothers. Such Rashi, Amin Aleph. Second wide line at the bottom. You see, we zechatam asom livnechem, zechatam asom avodim kananim. Avodim kananim. You have this din yerusha that they go over from the father to the son. The person is not meres schus bitoy schus hazichsel loyter bitoy. The schus that he has in his bas doesn't go over from the father to the sons. Maybe these unique situations which occur in the case of being ma'anis or somebody attacking her, that doesn't go to the son. So I see you there, but that which the work that she does, the media, the shchiach, to commenting, and they're supporting her. Maybe we should say, Emer the Huahavi that does belong to the son, her brothers. The verse says, Chavol Tzar the Gufahu, the Tzar Lo Zochel Rachman Olav, Ketanya Bachavol, Bibinoy Bito Ketanim, Yasalim Skula. If somebody's Mazik, the child, we take the payment. We put it away in some type of a way of maintaining it for them. So we see it belongs to the child, not to the father. So the verse says over there. What the verse is? Skula means you buy karka with it. So that's something which is indestructible. It'll be there for them when they get older and ready to use it. But you see, it belongs to the child. Where it says, "Mikaspo di isilav di lehu to yeshlo b'mecher." If the father would be alive, he would get that payment because that affects his ability to sell her. But the brothers don't get that. So Amar Rav Zera, Amar Lo Amar Rebbe Zera, who Rebbe Zera, who Rav Zera, it's the same person. El Babobo Mekame the Solok La'arva the Yisrael, Kamei the Rabbi Yechanan. Originally, when he was in Babel, before he went there to sell to Rabbi Yechanan, Vein Smicha Babel, they can't give the Smicha, must be given in Eretz Yisrael. So I'll be currently Rav Zera. So then when he went to Eretz Yisrael and he got smicha, they changed his name to Rabbi Zeru. V'hoshmai te'ikil amandamra mikami desamchu amra v'ikil amandamra boshad desamchu amra. It's the question when he said it, the same person. Shmuel havikarli shakoid ashum de'hilchza kabosei bedini. When it comes to dini moments, he always passes like Shmuel. He's always very careful to say his halachas properly. So he's called Shoked. What do you mean? What do you mean? Shmuel said it. Rav Amar Leiel. Rav said it. Both Shmuel said it as well. Then we have that. Nardoi says Hilchos Rav Sheshes. The Poshet Leiel Bebita Mi'ama Noser V'Amar Ma'aseidei La'Achin. That we learned out from the case of the Almana, which the Ma'aseidei go to the children. That the Bas also the Ma'aseidei go to the brothers. But we pass on like Rav, that not. So the Mishnah. Ma'ara says Bitoi. Person marries off his daughter, only Erison, they have not done the suin yet. And then Begirsha, the husband, divorces her. Or Irsav and his armalot, or he marries her off with Erison, and then she becomes an almana. So Ksuvasa Shaloi, the Ksuba goes to the father. Okay. Now there's a discussion later on whether there's a din Ksuba by an Arusa. This mission is clearly going that there's a din Ksuba by an Arusa. The payment of the Suba goes to the father. So that's, she's a Nara or she's a Ktana. When he marries her off, and also when this happens, the payment goes to the girl, to the father. He see, however, if he did already, they already did the suin, regirsha, or he see him in his armalo, she had the suin, and then she became an almana. Suvasha shalom, the payment goes to her. So, even though she's still a nara or a katana, the payment would go to her. Yehuda Mer Harishena Shalav, that if there was, this happened multiple times, so he did the Erison, he did the Suin, and then she got divorced, and then did Erison and Suin, and you learn the case was, it happened twice, so the first payment goes, the first Suba would go to the father. The second time, it would go to her. Amar Loi, Mishasiya Ein Levi Rishuspa. No. Rashi. Ksuvasha Shalav. Ksuvah Shigayva Mishnei Erison Halalu. The Ksuvah from the period of Erison. Actually, Rashi, something he's learning that there was, it was not or, but it was and.
From these years?
No, the two Arisons. He was Mariser and Girsha, then he was Mariser, and then she was Armalo. So both of those payments would go to the father. There is Ksuva for an Arusa, which that's Mechalik Zadaran. And when Minara Sakhtana's come her, but all this all time when she's a Nara or Katana, he has the ability to marry her off. Once he did the Nisuin, he no longer has bilus over her. The ksuba, we're going that the yesh ksuba l'arusa means the chiyuv ksuba started when she was in arusa, which still belonged to the father. So, if that's true, that the chiyuv ksuba was, which still belonged to the father, maybe the chiyuv ksuba should go to the father, even though it's only collecting, it's only being collected after she already had the suin, which she no longer is in the shush of the father, but the hischaibus was to the father. So, let the Mishnah know. It transfers over to the girl. The second time, obviously, once it's in the suin, let's say she's in Nara, the father's in the suin, and then the husband divorces her. So the father can't marry her off anymore. He has no excuse to marry her off, but she marries herself off. Obviously, the second payment goes to her. It was her marriage, so she gets the ksuba. The first one, the Kiddush of the Mishnah, is it belongs to the father, and Rehuda said no, Rishana Shalav, time of Farshat Gemara. So the Chacham said, you look at the time when it's being collected, the Basar Gavaino is Linen, And Rabbi Yehuda says, you look at when it was written. Okay. So the Gemara. The Mishnah wants to tell me that there was twice, there was two marriages. Why does it change and say that there was the first one was the divorce, second one was act of being widowed? Time of the Yisiyah Begirsha, Yisiyah Benisarmala. Benisarmala Trezimni, but had she had become widowed twice, Sulo Chazalin Suve, she's not supposed to get married afterwards. A woman who's muchzik, that her husband's die, she's not supposed to get married again. So therefore the Mishnah did not want to say a scenario which would be discussing such a type of a situation. There's a machlokes to Rebbe and the Chacham, and whether that happens after two times or after three times. So Aga Burke of the Mishnah, it's not the point of the Mishnah at all, but as a side point, it's teaching us that this Mishnah is going like Rebbe holds the two times is ready, she'd be muchzik. Okay. Zakrashi, Sula Chazal and Suve. They have a Chazaka, Lias Balea Mesim, she's now muchzik that her husband's died. And therefore, we're not going to allow her to marry somebody because of the danger involved. Zok Tadabim will say the Mishnah is careful to alinka b'derek peronus, not to present it in a scenario which we can would be considered that we've established peronus. So this is a side point. Along the way, the board like Marinan Mishpat Aksuva, tell me what happens with the Ksuva. Umachlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan and the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Nakalisha Didei. Meanwhile, it's also taught us where he presented it. Lemitzim Lon Kerebi to give a stamish like Rebbe. Dama Mesetas Yavamas. This is the Rishon Umeis, the Sheni Umeis, the Sishi Lotinase. The Chachamim say that she can marry the third one. She just can't marry a fourth one. Rabbi says already that after two she can't. The betrays him, they have a chazaka. Two times it's a chazaka. Excuse me. And therefore the Mishnah said that it wouldn't say in the case of twice with being widowed. Rabbi Huda or Rishana Shalav. So my time to Rabbi Huda. Rav Rabbi Yosef Dermetivayel. Ho Mishas Erisin Zocha Bohen Ho'av. If you're saying that the Chiyuv Ksuba happens from the time of Erisin, so the Chiyuv Ksuba when the husband became Chayv in the Ksuba, the Chiyuv was something which the father got the rights to. Okay. Masiv Rava. Rava asked the question from a Braisa. Yehuda Omer Harishana Shalav. The first payment goes to the father. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Then the Braisa continues and it says, Umar Yehuda, Bimara says Bito Kishikatana Ubagra. If the erison was done when she's under the rishus of the father, and then she became a begaris, says, and then there was an nesuin, Shane Levir rishus bo. The father doesn't have a right to the ksuva, but according to this argument, amai halchinami lema. Why don't we say over here also, hoyel umishas erison zocha behenoav. Since the Chiyuv Ksuva took place when she's a Rusa, which was Rishus Av, the fact that the Nesuman was when she was a Begaris, why should the father lose his chus according to your thought process? Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. The correct way to say the statement that Rabba and Rabbi Yosef said was the following. Rabba Rabbi Yosef Dami Tavayu Hol Ub Rishusai Nichtovim. Okay, so they would write the ksuva for the nesuin. So when she's a ketana or a nara at the time of the nesuin, so the nesuin is that to take her from the father's house to the husband's house. They would write the ksuva prior to that. So they would write the ksuva when she's still b'shus av. If she became a begaris, she became a begaris before they did the nesuin. By the time they actually did the nesuin, she no longer was b'shus av. When they wrote up the ksuva, she wasn't the b'shus of the father anymore. Okay, so it comes up that even if the Chachamim put a chiyuv ksuva on her, because we're going the chiyuv ksuva for an arusa, the actual drawing up of the documents didn't take place till prior to the nesuin. So the Mora says, so mikvah me'emas gavya. So if that's true, so how do we look at the arrangements of the collection of the ksuba? So Omar Rav Huna, Manu Masai Minu Erisin, already from the Erisin, the chiyuv of the 100 or 200, depending whether she was a psula or not a psula, is chal effective from the time of Erisin. But to Sefes Minu Nesuin, the that which they would add any other chiyuvim, that only takes effect from the time of the nesuin and onwards. So, if she had property that she sold off between the erisin and the nesuin, when it comes to the time of the nesuin, that property did not belong to her, so the person has no right to collect if it turns out if the husband has property which he sold off before the nesuin, when it came a time for the chiyuv of the tosefes to be chal on the husband's property, the shibud takes effect on the husband's property, he no longer owns that item. So there was never a shibud on that item. The shibud for the nesuin for the tosefes only takes place from the nesuin and onwards. Okay. Ravasi Omar, echad zeh min nesuin. So when they do the nesuin, she's basically saying that she sees that as the primary moment of the shibudim, and whatever shibudim that she had, because we see the Mishnah says there is a chiyuv ksuva for an arusa. That's a case where it never leads to nesuin. So she looks at the moment of erisin as the moment of chiyuv. But they have nesuin, she transfers over the chiyuv to the moment of nesuin. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Nishas Erisin, Shabbala Rishin, Nishkaiv Laksuva. From the time of Erisin, the chiyuv takes effect. And the father therefore gets ownership in it. So why does Rehuda only say the Erisin of the first one? Because the case was there was Erisin in the Suin and the husband divorced her. Of Erisin Shani, the second Erisin, the father no longer has any rights in it. The Mishnah says the Rishon Pakas Chusemine. There was nesuin by the first husband, the father no longer has rights to her, and after if the husband divorces her, the father does not have the power to marry her off. He has no schusim in her anymore. So the second marriage belongs to the daughter. But the first marriage, the time of erisin, belonged to the father. Somewhere else, in the case of where she was bugger before nesuin, somewhere else, you have to say it differently. Hol b'rishusoy nichtavin. Ksuva rishana shahoya lifnei nesuin. They would. The ksuva was done before the nesuin, so that it was written still in the rishus of the father. But in the scenario that Rabbi Huda is moida, where there's, she became a begaris before the nesuin, v'chok bagra kadim nesuin lo nitav rishusai. So it wasn't written rishus av. That's why Rabbi Huda is moida that the ksuba goes to the girl. So krash yehoda gersin and nichtovim. So what's the plural language? Rishusa nichtovin. Referring to whatever type of ksuba there would be, whether it's a ksuba of 100, 200, that's written b'shus adav. Umigba me'ema saigavya. When do you call that? Klamer linyan schia da'av. The rights of the father, exactly, when do they take effect? Chazinan da'lav b'sa erisin azinan filer b'yehuda. The fact, it's not a chia from the time of erisin. Even like Rabbi Huda says, can tell you murder Rabbi Huda, but Maris is beat to a bagra. So we don't look, the key of it doesn't take effect from the time of Erisin. So that means it's totally in the time it was written. So Linya Mitra of Lekuchos, so that which we have a right to go and take the property from that people have bought from the husband, in a case we don't have what to pay with, we go after property that he sold. So maybe say tarfa mimashabdi, how does the one who's collecting, what rights does he go to, have right to go to the lokeach to collect if it was something which was sold? Mishas Erison. Do you say Mishas Erison to Haimaishaita Ichai with the Kanta Durabonin? The Chavmer said the Chiyuv starts with Mishas Erison. So any property sold after the Erison, the one who's collecting, be it the father or the girl, would have a right to that. Adilma Ad Shas Ksiva, the Havi Milba Bishtar, Loya Tarfa. Do we argue, but it's not written until later. We see it's not written until right before the Nesuin. So any property sold after the Erisin, the one who's been governed has no right to get, because to collect, because it's not, it wasn't documented until later. So Mora says that Rav Huna says Mono Messiah, the Mikata Drabonim Mechayev, that's a Chiyev Drabonim. So Tarvim is Man Erisin. They have a right to collect from the moment of Erisin. In Mesa, Gir Shalachar, Nesuin, even when it took place after, if the moment of actual collection was only after Nesuin, that's when the husband died or divorced her. Still, Tarvim Lekuchas, Shalachar Menachosim is Man Erisin Ve'elich, Nam Yishaita Ishtab. So, the husband of the Erisin, let's say, in 1 year, he could do the nesuin 3 years later. So during that 3 year period, the husband sold off property, and now we're coming. He did the nesuin, then the husband died, and the woman's coming to collect from the husband's property. He doesn't have enough property because he sold some property to the erisin and the nesuin. She can go to the kukois from the time of erisin and collect. So that's Mana Messiah. However, Tosefis, Shemi Alma Hibala, that wasn't Tekadosh HaChamim, that just came from somewhere else. Lonishtabet Azman Ksivas Aksuba, Shekana Miyadoi Bekasa. That only takes effect at the time of the Ksivas Aksuba. So even though he promised her Tosefis, it's not effective until the moment when they wrote the Ksuba, they did a Kenyan Suter. Okay, that's Rav Huna. Rav Asi says echadzeb echadzeb in a nesuin. Even though there is a chi of ksuba from the erison, but collecting only takes place afterwards. The higufa machlo the shibula kama. She basically was machlo the original rights that she had in the husband's property. When he sratza bismanak hakasu bishtar haksuva. And she agreed to the date written in the ksuba. So even though the Erison was earlier, but they write the Ksuba later on, they write the date they wrote it. So whatever she would have, she had before, she basically was Moichel. And now we're starting over again that she's agreeing that any right she has on the husband's property takes effect from the time of the date of the Ksuba and onwards. And that's relevant even to the Ikira Ksuba as well. Okay. Fine, let's hold it here.